There are some encouraging signs about cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Numbers of infections in the area are declining after having possibly hit a peak. In Denver, infections have dropped recently to 30% of those tested, a steady decrease since mid-January. The Denver Gazette reports that those trends are similar in El Paso County to the south of the metro area. According to officials at Centura and UC Health, the pressure on hospitals also appears to be easing. Still, the number of people testing positive remains higher than during any other surge, and according to a UC Health spokesperson, the number of patients is still up quite a bit from this time last year. Boulder County also is reporting that new cases have declined as of Monday. A statewide program to distribute KN95 and surgical-grade masks has resulted in 1.7 million of them having been given away at almost 400 locations across Colorado. While supplies last, 5 masks are being given to each household, and however, it's not been yet decided if the program will continue. The state health department says those masks give greater protection than cloth ones. Meanwhile, the Children's Museum of Denver is closing until early February because of what it characterizes as angry outbursts of those who refuse to wear masks. The organization said that the closure is to support their staff and its policy with the hope of preventing the behavior in the future. The air quality in the Marshall Fire burn area has been found to be similar to other urban places that were not affected by fires. Smoke from the fires burning homes and vehicles can produce unhealthy gases, but the Daily Camera reports that a recent study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that levels of volatile organic compounds at burn sites are comparable to ordinary urban pollution. NOAA used a mobile van to test outdoor air in various areas for up to 2 weeks after the fire. It's expected that levels of the contaminants will decrease in the coming weeks. Now, snow and moisture may be keeping potentially harmful VOCs out of the air and on the ground. Those who live in the Marshall Fire burn area should be aware of their indoor air quality. And we'll have more on this story after headlines. Indoor air quality in the Boulder Valley Public Schools is improving. At a work session yesterday, the Daily Camera reports that the board was given an update on efforts after concerns had been raised at Casey Middle School. Carbon dioxide levels have improved by almost 45%. Additionally, more than 90% of classrooms that were sampled had temperatures that were in acceptable levels. And cleaning using green products on desktops has also gotten better. The effort to improve air quality in the schools has been proceeding for 5 years. District officials said that an added benefit was that they were in good position to respond to the pandemic, and now they are working with Boulder County Public Health to monitor outdoor air quality in areas affected by the Marshall Fire. A final indoor air quality report at Boulder Valley Schools is planned for next year. The Boulder County District Attorney has criticized Colorado Governor Jared Polis over his decision to get involved in the sentencing of a truck driver who crashed his truck on I-70, killing 4 people and injuring others. Michael Doherty wrote a letter to the governor saying he had concerns about the process, timing, and manner in which the governor commuted the sentence of Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. Doherty was joined in the letter by the District Attorney of Mesa County, Dan Rubenstein. 9 News reports that the truck driver had been given a required 110 years in prison based on sentencing guidelines. However, Governor Polis commuted the sentence to 10 years just 2 weeks before the judge was set to consider reducing it. In their letter, Doherty and Rubenstein told the governor that the 10-year sentence was far too low for someone who killed 4 people in what they wrote was an appalling and reckless manner the driver chose. They added that intervening in a pending case undermines the integrity and confidence that Coloradans put in the justice system. Doherty also wrote in the letter that the governor's action had affected at least one other case because the defense lawyer in a sexual assault matter is calling the offer excessive because of what the governor did in the truck driver's case. Police are investigating who is responsible for distributing anti-Semitic flyers in parts of Denver and Arvada last weekend. The Anti-Defamation League Mountain States Region says the flyers contain various messages, including that COVID is a Jewish agenda. The Denver Post reports that in Arvada, authorities received over 24 reports about the flyers, which were left on driveways overnight on Saturday. In Denver, police got reports from residents of the Country Club neighborhood about the flyers, which are now being investigated by the Bias-Motivated Crime Unit. According to the ADL, white supremacists and anti-vaccine propaganda was also distributed. The disturbing news comes just a week after hostages were held at gunpoint in a synagogue in Texas. The ADL said that it's important to expose hateful activity and to shine a light on the increase in anti-Semitism in Colorado and across the country. There were 60 anti-Semitic incidents reported in Colorado to the ADL in 2020, making it the second highest number of reports in the last 10 years. Today's weather will see increasing clouds in Boulder and sunny skies in Denver with highs around 40 and an overnight low of about 20. A small chance of snow in Boulder very early in the morning, then tomorrow snow is likely in the metro area with 1 to 3 inches possible and a high near 30. Right now it's a chilly 9 degrees in Boulder and Fort Collins and 11 in Denver. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.